Support comes from St. Louis Public Library Foundation, helping the library serve children and their families with programs and services needed to become lifelong readers. More information about the foundation is at slpl.org.
From St. Louis Public Radio. This is the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air. I'm Jason Rosenbaum. We heard earlier in the show from opponents of ballot initiatives legalizing sports betting and abortion. And both of these issues were the subject of an Emerson College poll that was sponsored by the Midwest Newsroom. While these numbers are merely a snapshot in time and not necessarily predictive of what will happen on November 5th, they do provide a baseline of sorts about how Missourians are feeling going into this critical election. Here to talk about the poll and its results is Daniel Wheaton, a data reporter for the Midwest Newsroom. Daniel, welcome to the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air.
How's it going?
It is going well. Before we talk about the results of this poll, tell me why the Midwest Newsroom and Emerson College decided to focus on issues in places like Missouri rather than specific races.
Yeah, so we figured that the national scale and, you know, what is going to happen in November is well covered by a number of pollsters across the U.S. So we wanted to have something that would provide a little bit more context and also have some shelf life beyond just the election. So that's why we asked all of the editors and news directors at across the four states that we cover the issues that they wanted to know what the opinions were on everything from Ogallala Aquifer in Kansas to access to childcare in Nebraska to abortion and sports betting in Missouri, just to get a sense of what is the baseline of support. Because when polls don't happen, we just don't have that information. So this is the first time questions like these issue-based questions, have been asked in this way across these four states. Emerson College actually had a fun time working with us because typically they're just doing ballot tests, you know, are you voting for Harris? Are you voting for Trump? Well, this is an entirely different kind of poll.
Well, I'm glad to hear Emerson College enjoyed this poll, since they're probably doing a lot this cycle, specifically in Pennsylvania and North Carolina. But let's start on sports betting, though, in Missouri. One of the surprising things about this poll was that 39% of respondents thought legalizing sports betting was a bad thing, with 36% saying it was a good thing, 25% having no opinion. And I got to be honest, this was not the result I was expecting. But perhaps it's just because I know a lot of people that really want to bet on sports. What can you say about these results?
Yeah, so for all of this, I went into the crosstabs looking at the demographic information. And because our sample wasn't perfect, we don't have a ton of racial data here, but we do have education, age, and of course, gender, and whether people voted for Trump or Joe Biden in the past election. And looking at this one, I think this is the messiest result in the entire poll. It's absolutely all over the place. So when I look at just the good thing, the highest number of good thing are people who are in their 20s, with 52.8% of voters in their 20s saying it's a good thing. When I'm looking at the bad thing, the people that are most against it, it's people who are in their 70s or 60s. Those are 55 to 56% against it. Interestingly, there's also a gender split in which men in general are more in favor of sports betting, 43.6% compared to just 29.3% of women, while the bad thing number is a little bit more close. It's 38.6% of men, 39.7% of women. But when I look at the unsure no opinion, it's pretty high. It's in the 20s with a couple spikes with people who didn't vote, people who have an education of high school or less. Those are the most undecided. But when it comes to political trends or even age, it's so random. I think, like I said, this is the messiest scatter plot that I've made of the many plots I've made in the past week.
I think that opponents of Amendment 2, which is the sports betting measure, may be missing an opportunity here by just focusing on where the money may or may not go, because there has been national publications like The Atlantic talking about how dangerous sports betting can be. And a result like this gives some credence that people have some misgivings about making this widely publicized. Is that a fair assertion based off the data, or is the, as you mentioned, the data just too all over the place to really jump to that conclusion?
I think it's just too all over the place to come to a solid conclusion, but I think multiple things can be true at the same time. I mean, I think most people know someone in their life who has bet, you know, maybe has an addiction to gambling or, you know, does it a little bit too much. So maybe that's what we're seeing is people just don't want another vice in their lives. But there is an economic opportunity here as well, the chance to win big. So that's why you see a decent number of people also saying it's a good or bad thing. Maybe it's one of those things of like it's a personality trait kind of thing. And it kind of depends where you fall on that line of are you cool with potentially risking it all or potentially winning it big? Or are you someone who's more conservative who wants to know certainly how much money they're going to have in the short term?
Let's move on to abortion. Your poll found that 56% of respondents found the current abortion law in Missouri, which bans the procedure with exceptions for medical emergencies, is too strict. What more can you tell us about these results?
Yeah, so top line, 56% say that it's too strict, 34% say it's about right, and 10% say it's non-strict enough. You look at the crosstabs, and this follows the political trends you'd somewhat expect. It's Democrats and people who voted for Joe Biden who believe that the current status quo is too strict, with 66% saying so. But you look at the other side of people who believe it's not strict enough, it is a minority view with, interestingly, the highest number is people in their 20s who believe that it's not strict enough, but that's just 21%. So we're talking about a crosstab here, so the margin of error gets bigger. So this isn't saying exactly one in five 20-year-olds believe this, but it's a significant portion enough to come up in this poll. And you look at the about right number, that's where you see it being relatively in the middle of 30s, 40s across the board. The highest number of people who say that it's about right are Republicans, 54% of Republicans and 53% of people who voted for Donald Trump. But overall, it is kind of in the 30s to 40s percentage-wise when you kind of slice it down by age and education.
And for the respondents who felt that the law is too strict, do you happen to have numbers about Republicans who feel it's too strict? And that may seem counterintuitive because, as you mentioned, most Republicans probably support the current abortion law in Missouri. But there have been other polls showing anywhere from 20 to 30% of Republican respondents supporting Amendment 3, which would legalize abortion. And I'm interested to hear what your poll found out about if the current law is a bridge too far for Republicans.
Yeah, it's 7% of Republicans say that it's too strict, and that's 6% of people who voted for Donald Trump. So there is some opposition within the Republican Party of the status quo, which is notable, even though it is a single-digit number.
It's small, but given that the state is a Republican-dominated state, the only way I see Amendment 3 passing is if Republicans who supported Trump and may support Trump again vote for Amendment 3. There's really no other way to pass a ballot initiative in Missouri without getting Republican support. But it does seem like the overall number, saying that it's 56% say it's too strict, provides some hope for Amendment 3 proponents, given that Republicans aren't the only people that vote in these elections. Is that a fair assessment as well?
Yeah, I'd agree with this. This is a very divisive issue, and I think people are kind of very decided on where their line of abortion access is. And given that majorities say that it's too strict within this one poll, it's a sign that, you know, maybe things will expand in Missouri in the coming years, if not on this amendment, perhaps one in the future. But there's enough political movement for that to happen. I mean, we saw it in Kansas as they defended abortion rights within their state. So it's possible something could happen in Missouri as well.
Daniel Wheaton is a data reporter for the Midwest Newsroom. Daniel, thank you very much for being on the show.
Thanks.
Today's episode was produced by Jason Rosenbaum.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.